Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Norm at Night. We're here on election night, and I have MSNBC right on. It looks like Barack Obama's well on his way to becoming the next president of the United States. Why don't you just pick up your telephone, give me a call here at 347-945-6713. We'll get you on the air and see what you think is going on here in, what's going on here on election night. I'm not feeling real well tonight, so I really need you to call in and voice your views. I'm going on a little early tonight. I guess I should have sent out some of the election night things to let you know that I was going to be on early, but here I am. Barack's up to 200, according to MSNBC, and it looks like there's going to be an end to the Republican domination of the presidency. That sounds to me like an interesting thing. We're going to have a different America, but why don't you call me at 347-945-6713 and let me know what you think. I'm listening to all these talking heads here thinking they're paying these guys all this money, and you can call up Norm and talk for free. As you can probably hear, my voice isn't really all that solid tonight, so I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to continue this, but it's really interesting. David Gregory is just going crazy tonight, and
drive the economy into the ground. You can just imagine the sort of whiplash all around the country as people hear that and think.
And I think I'm back on, but I'm not 100% sure. You can give me a call right now. I've started a chat session. I don't have a Skype going tonight, but you can call in and give me an instant message as BoojCon and AIM, and I'd be happy to view your show. It looks like it's going to be a good night for the Democrats, and there's no sense pretending here. Everyone knows I'm a Democrat. I've always been a Democrat, but I'm really
identifying as Barack Obama wanted him to. He was marrying basically the economic policies of this administration, and that's what killed him. In the end, if you say, what's the one issue? The economy, and he got blamed.
This is really kind of pathetic listening to Chris Matthews here. Why don't you give me a call or tune in to Blog Talk Radio, join the web chat? I'm still waiting for my first call here. I got five lines open at 347-945-6713. Oh, Rachel Maddow is just spouting her usual bobbledygook. I'm not 100% sure why I'm even watching any of this or why I'm talking here, because it doesn't appear that anyone's listening tonight. Maybe I should just get in my car and drive back out towards Carpathian or whatever they call it. We're still waiting for Virginia to come in. I guess that will be the final nail in the coffin right now Obama needs another 70 votes. It's really interesting here. I don't. What's going on here? Why doesn't somebody give me a call? 347-945-6713. Keith Olbermann is barely containing his joy to see these Republicans being pushed out of office. The other amazing thing is the degree that the Congress of the United States is coming over to the Democratic side. If these guys don't do something with this kind of majority in both houses of the Congress, Joe Liberal in the White House, and all of the country behind him. West Virginia goes to McCain, so he's still hanging in there. It's 290, and Barack, oh, it's so good to see that big blue New York. Oh, I got a call here. Go ahead, Keith de la Raison. You're on Norm at Night. Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. Did you vote? Speak up a little bit. I can hardly hear you now.
Yeah, I was looking for a third-party candidate. I voted for Hitler, you know.
Well, you know, my congressman, Steny Hoyer, and I, the House Majority Leader, I just couldn't bring myself to vote for him. I thought about voting for Ralph Nader. So how'd you get this cute little name?
You should be familiar with the French Revolution.
Well, I am. Oh, I know the name. I just wondered how come the phone number's not showing up on my switchboard. Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, they had warned me about an echo from the speakers, but I don't hear one yet.
Yeah, I can hear a little bit of an echo, but that's okay. I got somebody to talk to, you know. I'm just watching all these states turn blue. It's like the good old days. Excuse me, I got a bit of a cold here, but it sounds like the Fox Channel may just have a lot of tears tonight. It doesn't break my heart to see those guys take it in their shorts.
Yeah, Carl Rove was on there for a while.
Yeah, I wonder how Tom Thrush is faring out in Nevada. Yeah, I think it could go either way. All the hotel workers.
Las Vegas is, their economy has gone to, it's just bad. I had some investments out there, I could tell you for true. I mean,
really?
So, yeah, between the unemployment and the real estate situation is really terrible. So, up here, you know, Reno is close. And, you know, they just closed Fitzgerald's, one of my favorites, you know.
Oh, jeez. So they play big-time backgammon in Vegas?
I have no idea. It doesn't really have the popularity it used to, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure it doesn't, but I figured the hardcore guy, all that's left are you sharks. There's no more fish.
Sort of a resurgence, I think.
Yeah, you know, I've often wanted to go out to see a big tournament they have in Las Vegas every year. I can't remember it. But it looks like the whole country's turning blue. I'm very excited. But listen, all you people out there, just listen to the Cult de la Raison and me speak here. Why don't you get on your phone, 347-945-6713, and you can join us on Norm on election night. There really isn't much drama here. I was hoping that the road to 270 was going to be a little bumpy, but apparently it's looks like it's smoothly paved. And George can start backing the trailers up to the White House.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, there are certain things we got to consider. You know, if Sarah Palin had been around Washington, I don't think Washington could have tolerated her putting that double wide in a rose garden. and then once her family start coming down there. It would be like that movie Deliverance.
Oh, they'd keep the dentists in business. They could get their cousins from West Virginia to come by.
Well, you know, speaking of West Virginia, if Obama had just gone down there one time and got a quart jar of pig's feet and ate one, wiped his mouth off with his sleeve, he would have took that hole there.
Oh, yeah, have some sweetbreads with it, too.
But he would have killed off all that Muslim stuff, you know.
All that Muslim stuff, that's right. We're going to, you know, I can't remember. Does the White House face east? I mean, could you go out on the West Portico and do your daily prayers? Oh, that's right. You could use a rug from the Lincoln Room.
Yeah,
you won't have to worry about skinning your knees. Oh, God, I'm sort of starting to sound like the Grease Man here.
Well, I wondered, you know, he kept getting all those endorsements from, Chavez? Castro?
Stop! Yeah, I heard Mao is going to rise from the grave and come to the inaugural parade.
And then on the other end, you know, you had Dick Cheney only just come out, you know, and endorsed McCain, like 3 days ago, whatever?
Yes, it was. I saw that. It was Saturday. I saw it live on CNN. It was kind of fun. Oh, there's my buddy Chuck Todd. That was Timmy Russert's protege.
Oh, yeah.
They were going to fire him, and Russert saved his job.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you used to hang out with him, huh?
I did. Yes, I surely did. I had quite a few Rolling Rocks with him at Nanny O'Brien's. Well, you know, we were, I wouldn't call us buds back in the high school days, but we sure knew each other.
Oh, cool. You know, a lot of my family lives in South Buffalo.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My father's side. Abbott Road, Cumberland.
What happened, whatever happened to your house? Why can't I remember the name of that street? Deerfield. Was it Deerfield?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was, oh, Northumberland was on the, was that before Deerfield or after it?
That would have been further, yeah, that was further east.
So is that house, well, somebody got murdered at my old house on Kermit.
Oh, geez.
Cops shot somebody down in the driveway. Oh, they just had a big riot at Klein Ann's Music Hall. Yeah, they had some kind of Halloween party there, and it turned into a shootout. Uh-oh, looks like Florida is turning blue here. Chucky Todd. I can't tell. I got the sound turned down. So come on, all you people out there, 347-945-6713. I don't think my voice is going to hold out for the whole 2 hours, so I may cut this short soon.
Hey, did you hear about St. Gerard's Church?
St. Gerard's Church, it's being taken apart and moved to Atlanta, brick by brick. I don't know. My brother tells me there's great big fights about it going on still.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but I think the whole idea is kind of silly.
Look at all those old cathedrals are being turned into mosques.
Oh, my God. You got to get off that kick. Uh-oh. Something big is going on here. Oh, excuse me. I went out for a little tutti di male tonight, and it was kind of disappointing, but I just burped up half of it. But anyway, no, and then we don't need any. It's like going to Louis. You haven't lived. You had a Louis Texas hot at 4:30 in the morning. Uh-huh.
And they have a website, and they'll send you, you know, mail genuine buffalo treats. So I saw the Salins hot dogs, you know, the ones with the sheep casing and all that.
Oh, that's absolutely...
So they wanted $5.39 a pound. That's cool. You
know, why not?
So I already took 2 pounds.
When's the last time you were in Buffalo? I'm going for Thanksgiving. I'm driving to Big B. My brother and sister, yeah, they're still there. I hope they'll listen to the show, or they'll listen to it tomorrow, maybe. But I don't think I'm going to do the whole 2 hours. Nobody seems to be calling. This is not as exciting a presidential race as it might have been. Oh, they're still calling Florida too close to call, but Obama's winning. They'll have to stop counting soon and just declare McCain the winner.
Yeah, the big stuff for us is we've got about a dozen propositions going.
Yeah, we had some good ones here in Prince George's County, Maryland, and believe it or not, I voted against gambling. They want to bring slots into the state and leave them in other people's states. Let them have the problems.
Oh, yeah, we'd like to have sports book.
Oh, after last night and the Redskins getting pounded. The Bills have sort of gone in the tank of late.
Trent Edwards is not real consistent there.
Well, I thought, you know, that I was trying to wean myself of football, and then they go out and win the first four. Oh, Morning Joe. Oh, God, do I like that show.
Oh, Scarborough,
yeah, I love his show. I like Scarborough. He's become my hero, even though our politics are 1,000 miles apart. I'd love to have a beer at Bullfeathers with him. Oh, good old JP Bullfeathers. Still there. Coles is still there, I think, too.
Yeah, see, I haven't been on Elmwood since, oh, I think...
30 years?
No.
Remember Babe and Tess's?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I promised my fans out there, although nobody seems to be responding here, I promised my fans I'd stay on till this thing was decided, and it could happen any minute now. The polls are going to close in California soon.
Yeah, another 8 minutes.
You know, I heard all these stories about long lines and take pictures, and there was nobody in my polling place when I got there about 6 o'clock tonight. There was nobody there.
I was in line because they were so damn slow, the people that were running.
I heard there must have been a lot of people there in the, excuse me, my voice is killing me. I don't know how much longer I can keep this up, people. But I got about 6 minutes to a normal show. So, wait a minute, do I have somebody on chat here and I don't even know it? Oh, no, there's just me. All you people out there on Instant Messenger, if any of you are listening, you can give me an IM at BoogeCon, or you can call in at 347-945-6713. I got four lines open. You can join in the Cult of Reason right here on Norm at Night, trying to figure out if this country's got any reason left in it. I had to use my family phone, so I am going to cut this short in 5 minutes. My cell phone doesn't seem to want to stay connected. Yeah, you call a Blog Talk Radio on the telephone, and I'm going to have to bring you on as a co-host one night. I'll give you the host number to call in and the code, and we're going to have a lot of fun, just like the old days. But actually, I am going to end things early here tonight because I'm not feeling so well. And I sound horrible, and I got to get some sleep so I can pretend to teach tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to go to work sick.
Yeah, I'll go to work sick, you know. You never know when this, every dollar counts. But thanks for calling, and all you people out there, I'm really sorry that, we're not having a better show tonight, but the election's really not all that interesting. McCain just got Texas. Whoop-de-doo.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yeah, well, he's up to 124 votes now. It's, oh, my God. Oh, that's New Mexico, not Arizona. New Mexico's gone blue, by the way. New Mexico's gone blue. It would be so sweet if Obama could take Arizona and Indiana, that hotbed of Republicanism. It's actually where the Republican Party started, as the Free Soil Party. Yeah, now it's the home of ethanol. That's right. Yeah, well, there's windmills all along the lakeshore in Buffalo now.
We don't have any corn. To grow the corn that we need for these ethanol plants.
I know.
More, it would take more water than the entire state has for everything else.
That's probably true. But anyway, this was a great thing. I'm going to end this. And I'm going to wrap up Norm at night. I may try to crank her back up at 11 if I'm still awake. But right now my voice is gone. So all of you out there, enjoy yourselves. This is election night. It looks like, John McCain gets Louisiana too. It's actually going to be a lot closer than we thought it was going to be. I thought maybe some of those French Catholics down there in Louisiana, don't they remember that the Republicans were in charge when those hurricanes came busting through? But my voice is gone. Norm is going to check out early here tonight. Thanks for calling, Colt. Call back next week. Next week we'll be on at the usual time, 11 p.m., 11 to 11:30. This is Norm coming to you from Bowie tonight. And next week we'll be back in Carpathian, Virginia. And the show will continue. Hopefully we'll get another big night going. Until then, we'll see you all. This is the end of Norm at Night for Tuesday, November 4th, hopefully the night of the election of Barack Obama as President of the United States. We shall see. We shall see. I'm going to go to bed and hope I don't wake up to a nightmare. And I am out of here.
Before you go to bed.
What?
Did you hear that?
Did I hear what?
Because I sent you something.
Oh, yes, I heard those. Yes. And that made me think of John Bowlby.
Oh, well, I sent you, that's what I sent you.
Oh, I haven't checked email recently, like in the last day probably.
And you also get to read my prayer to the nation. I said, that's you.
I did. You know what? You know, before I sign off here. I understand that. Let me just go check that email out. Just hold on a second. Just stay right here with me, everybody out there. What is my password? I hope this is it. Let's see. Oh, I am definitely not doing well. And unfortunately, I could not find a co-host. Come on there, email. You know, with this, here we go. Oh, here's a Bowlby. I wonder if I can get this on the air.
No.
No, I probably I'm not putting on herniated jingle bells. But I will have to listen to that, but let's see. Let me see if I can put this prayer on the air or not. Woe to thee. Well, let's see. No, I don't think so. No. No, I'd have the Homeland Security boys here real quick, I think. Oh, my gosh. This is great stuff, and when I stop being a family show, I'll put it on. Maybe we can open with a little John Bowlby music. Anyway, I'll see everybody. That's all we're going to do for tonight, because I really am having some trouble talking, and I got to be out of here. And so I'll see y'all next Tuesday. 11 o'clock, the usual time. I can't make the 2 hours tonight. But last call here. Just remember, Obama wins Connecticut, Delaware, the District of Columbia, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, New York, Rhode Island. God, the states are coming in fast. Where did I leave off at? Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Michigan, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. Well, John McCain, looks like he's going to win. Alabama, Arkansas, Kansas, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Wyoming. Lots of Dems being elected to the Senate. That is a good thing. And North Carolina still too close to call. And on that, Norm Constantine's checking out. Oh, my God, I used my last name. And I'll see you all again next Tuesday. Constantine out.
Yeah, I did.
But look at that shot of people there, and as much as